And thanks for joining us on this Monday morning. Sam Speck with you live from RKGGF Studios. Back in our studio with USD 447, Shelley Kiblinger. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
As well as Sarah Jones joining us here this morning as we are talking about the USD 447 bond question coming up as tomorrow. Real quick, we'll just go ahead and get right into that as you guys have the availability for parents and other members of the USD 447 school district to come check out some of the issues around the elementary school, around both Thayer and Cherryville schools as well. So let's just kind of dive into the open house and tours that you guys got going on tomorrow.
Yes, on Tuesday we do have the availability of tours. So from 5 to 6:30, all of our school buildings will be open. Thayer, Cherryville Middle High School, and Lincoln Central will be open for tours. So if patrons would like to come and have a look at, you know, what the needs are, some of the spaces, ask questions about what will be happening in those spaces. Certainly, that's the time to do it. And then at 6:30 at Lincoln Central, we will have a moderated panel discussion where patrons can submit questions to the moderator, and, you know, he'll try to group those and ask, you know, similar questions. And hopefully that will be a format that will let lots of people feel comfortable asking questions and getting the answers.
Yeah, and you hope anyone out there listening does attend these things because it's for their benefit. It's where is my money going? Why is it going here? And, you know, we'll get into talking with Ms. Jones here as well, who is a parent and is also a taxpayer of USD 447. And it will kind of get that angle on it as well. But for many people that maybe don't know, what are some issues around the district right now? Some of the projects that you guys may be working on within the bond?
The largest portion of the bond will be the construction of a new addition to Lincoln Central, and that will result in the raising of the 1930s portion of the building. There will also be about a 5,000 square foot addition to the career and technical ed shops at the high school. Some ADA accessibility issues around the district will be addressed, as well as a few maintenance issues, such as we have a gym floor at Thayer that needs to be replaced. While we're doing that, we will make a little modification to their bleachers to make them ADA accessible. We do have some maintenance concerns with our bleachers at the high school gymnasium that are, again, not ADA accessible, and also the mechanism that rolls them in and out, as well as the seats themselves are becoming unsafe. Those will be replaced. But for the most part, the bulk of the work takes place at our elementary school, Lincoln Central.
Yeah, and those are, again, some eyebrow-raising moments there because, you know, the renovation, that's basically you guys saving yourselves from further Band-Aids, you know, so we don't have to fix this later on. So in this and this and this and then a tab that adds up at the end of the year. But you had mentioned a lot of safety items there as well. Now, Sarah Jones here in with us this morning as a parent, you know, when you finally get to see those things and look over the price tag on the mill levy, you know, those are areas that, man, I want my kids to be safe and I want them to feel comfortable at these schools.
I think that's the main issue that we heard from the committee, from parents, when we kind of went to the community and asked some questions, was safety and security. That's obviously with what's been in the news and education in the last, sadly, several years.
Yep.
Just even secured entry. I know I've been a teacher at different schools, and one of the main things I noticed at Lincoln Central is when you come in, they buzz you in, but you're buzzed into the school. You don't walk through the office. You buzz right into the school. So, yes, somebody has to buzz you in, but once you get in, you have free rein to go wherever. And even that issue for me was a pretty big one. And just doorways and things like that you do think about when you leave your kids for a day. And I think, well, every day, not just one day. And I do think with the tours, that's one thing I wanted to point out to people is it's great. You know, I've heard folks say, I've been in that building 100 times. But for the tour portion, you actually go down in the basement, look at the cornerstone, look at the foundation where the water comes in. Those are things. When you drop your kids off, the teachers do a wonderful job of making the school a welcoming, nice place to be.
Yep.
But I think it's good to get in and really see behind the scenes what things aren't safe for your kids and secure.
Yeah, certainly. See the guts down below as well as some areas that you may have overlooked. You had mentioned some ADA things at both Thayer and Cherryville as well. And again, those are overlooked from a parent that just kind of comes, drops off the kids and goes compared to as a parent that has to deal with you know, a kid maybe is disabled or has to go through those loops and hoops just to get their kid into school, and someone kind of overlooks those. So,
or if you have a relative that wants to come and watch your kindergarten graduation, you know, we've had to move some things around in the building because there are sections that just cannot be accessible. And so there are actually portions of Lincoln Central that cannot be used. So, yes, it's a big, beautiful building, but if we can't even be using that space, are we doing a favor to our kids for that?
Yeah, exactly. So you guys have definitely got some projects to get to. Now, tell me a little bit about the process of how it began and how we got to here for the both of you. I guess you can both kind of get an input on this.
Well, I'll chime in first. A couple of years ago, the district did fail a bond issue, and so as the Board of Education went back to the drawing board to try to find what would be something that would pass, because certainly we have some severe maintenance issues at Lincoln Central that need to be addressed. They said, you know, what is the plan that will pass? What is the right plan for this community? And so went back to the drawing board, assembled a committee of just people from diverse backgrounds. So we had a few administrators and a few teachers, but some parents, some retirees, business owners, just tried to get a good cross-section of the community to really take a look at what the real needs were and what we thought was a passable plan. So I'll let Sarah talk more about that.
Yeah, and when we got in, that was my first, I guess, thing that I noticed when we started the meetings was how diverse the group was. And my husband grew up in town, but we just relocated our family here last year. But he had grown up there, but it was great for me to meet all these people from different walks of life, different stages of life. Immediately we had, 25 people maybe on the committee. And we went through a real process of not just, okay, what do you want? What in the building needs fixed here? Well, let's do it. But beyond that, what are your goals for what you want in your child's education? What do we want for the future of our community to look like? We want students to have access to training and technical education. Also, if you want to go to college, that you'd be prepared to do that. Having all those options. And I just felt like as a parent, for me, it was great to just envision what I want that future for my kids to look like. Yep. And not just my kids, but the community. And then kind of work backwards from that. So we had big, giant dreams and goals of what we wanted to do. And then to narrow it down, what are the actual needs? And they had professionals go through the buildings and find exactly, you know, what specific issues they saw, and then construction people there that told you that costs X amount of dollars. Okay. And we really worked plans over. I think we went through 10 different plans, maybe more, where we actually drew up plans, talked about cost, voted on, we got to cut this or cut that. And I felt like in the end, it's not perfect. There is no perfect plan, but I thought we did something that was fiscally responsible, addresses things that need to be addressed, and was a good representation of a large group of individuals. So,
yeah, no, and you, I mean, again, at the end of the day, it is for the benefit of the student, of the child as well, and that is the importance behind it. So we'll kind of hit, before we get into the costs here, you know, probably a question that has been asked many times due to the majority of the tax going towards the elementary school. Why not only focus on the 1930s version or portion of it instead? I think probably is a fairly common question asked.
And again, it really does come into the costs, as Sarah mentioned. Looking at kind of the average bond and interest mill levy carried by any school district in the state of Kansas, what you find is no one goes over 15 mills. There are a few exceptions if it's a rapidly growing and very affluent district that might, for a few years, be predicted to be over that, and then it comes down as more houses are built and property valuation goes up. But that's not the case with us. So we knew that our budget could not exceed whatever amount of money we could raise with 15 mills. And so that's kind of where we were and what we worked backward from. So we had to stay within that budget. And unfortunately, that means we really just had to focus on the biggest need, and the biggest need is Lincoln Central. There was a little bit of money left over to do, you know, just a few other things. But again, as Sarah said, I think the committee was very financially responsible and tried to look not only at the immediate costs, but down the road, what would be efficient to operate and maintain going forward.
certainly. Now let's go ahead and get into those numbers as well. Kind of, again, what the cost of the Lincoln Elementary School would be, and then all those miscellaneous items as well. And then maybe a misinterpretation that people have compared to an ag property or your personal or whichever it may be, and considering how much that tax would go up as well.
Certainly. The total bond is for $12,715,000. And of that, $1.2 million is the work at Cherryvale Middle School, High School. So again, the ADA renovations and the addition to the shop and the secure entrance. Thayer Elementary is $156,000. I'm rounding here, but that's remodel of their bathrooms to make them ADA accessible and replacing their gym floor. And then the remainder, which is just a little over $11 million, is the Lincoln Elementary project. And that's the acquisition of four lots that sit to the east of the school where the building will take place, and then the actual construction.
Very cool. Now we'll go ahead and break it down kind of per year or per month, whichever, you know, is kind of the most sought after. But it's going to be different between residential and agriculture and really all of those. And most people look at it and they just see, oh, my taxes are going to go up. You know, that's kind of all they see out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think, you know, a lot of the material that that we're putting out for education talks about the cost of a $50,000 home, but people don't realize that residential property, commercial property, and agricultural property is all assessed differently. So on a $50,000 residence, a person could expect that their tax bill would go up about $86 a year or $7.14 a month. On commercial property, it's about double. So on a $50,000 piece of commercial property, that yearly tax would be $186 or $15.52 a month. But on ag land, very different. So if you own an acre of dry land farm ground, so it's not irrigated, your yearly cost would be 63 cents per acre. And if you own pasture, then your estimated tax bill would be 34 cents per acre that it would increase.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a little breakdown for you as well. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. And as we have heard as well from Mrs. Jones here, that it is the benefit of the student, and it really is. And at the end of the day, it will pay off. And as we see here a little bit in Coffeyville and USD 445 as well, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on maintenance alone last year. And this remodeling and revamping of the elementary school, I think, will avoid a lot of those issues in the future as well. So we've got tours tomorrow. Go ahead and give us, again, those times, the places to be, and how people can get involved.
Yes, so tomorrow we will have tours. They begin at 5 and run through 6:30, and those tours are available for the public at Thayer School. They are available at Cherryvale Middle High School, particularly I think the shop area would be of interest to people, and then at Lincoln Central. And then at 6:30 at Lincoln Central, we will have our panel discussion.
Perfect. Again, that is Shelley Kiblinger and Sarah Jones. Any final notes from you two before we hit the bottom of the hour?
I just encourage people to come get information and really be informed. Don't let the taxes scare you away. Really come in and figure out what those needs are and think of the future. Yep. Not necessarily the pain of the taxes, but the future of the community and of your families.
Yeah, at the end of the day, just be informed. Yep. Just be informed about it. So again, with USD 447, that's Shelley Kiblinger and Sarah Jones. Thanks for taking some time with us here this morning.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.